in Europe?
Europe. I came to teach
you. Yeah, that's what I want to put this down. How long had you known each other before the marriage?
Oh, my wife?
Yeah.
I had already a daughter at that time, but been here 12 years.
Yeah.
My first baby was me.
Yes, but how long did you know each other before you were married?
No, nothing. Just came over to Holland. Look, she liked her. That's all this was.
You mean one day you were married?
No. You know, I had to make a party, you know.
And how long after?
6 months later, I came again there. Right. And again, and we got married.
You knew each other 6 months, in other words.
Yeah, well, that's you know, in Europe is a different business.
I know, but you just came about twice. You only saw her about twice, and you married her.
Three times. No, I can't tell you exactly what it was. It's a long time. I'm 8 years now. Can I tell you what's going to happen?
If your marriage was not prearranged, do you think it would have been prearranged if you remained in Europe? Well, of course, of course. Was your mate from the same country in Europe as you? Did she come from the same, is your wife the same country as you?
No, not from the same.
Where'd she come from?
From my little country then. Jerdanovka. You wouldn't be able to put it in there.
What's the name of it?
Jerdanovka.
Sheer?
Jerdanovka.
Sheer, wait a minute, I'll get it. Den.
Jerdanovka.
Jerdanovka. Okay.
It was the same state, you know, the same.
Did you or your friends or family marry non-Jews? Did anybody in your family marry people not you? No. What was your feeling about this? How do you feel about marrying Gentiles?
They're good, Chef. They're good. But together is all right. There's nothing wrong.
You think it's all right to...
Yeah, if they're good people. Even if you're Jewish, if they, one of them is not good, it's not good anyhow. No difference if they're bad Jews or they are not.
Today have trouble getting along with each other. Yeah. What were your problems of adjustment during the first year of your marriage? Did you have any trouble?
No, not at all.
Isn't that wonderful? All these people say they never had any trouble.
No trouble.
Got married for the first 5 years. Who made the important decisions in your house? Were you the one the boss, or was your wife the boss?
She was the main boss.
Your wife was the boss?
Yeah, she was. I tend the children, everything.
In your home, was it different in your house? Was your father the boss? Do you remember?
Well, yes, they both bought together.
Your parents?
My parents.
50-52. Yeah. What kind of schooling did your children receive?
Yeah.
Yes.
Public school, high school.
Public school.
And one went to college. One was a teacher.
And one went to college.
One went to college.
How many children do you have?
And the rest went to high school.
How many children do you have?
I had five. I lost one son.
Who went to college? The boy or the girl?
My youngest son.
Youngest son.
The girl is a teacher in the same school where he learned himself.
He's a teacher. What school?
Shella High School.
Oh.
I lived in here this time.
Did any of them receive any Jewish education? Did any of them go to Cheder or any kind of Yiddish education?
Beginning, you know, they don't know nothing any.
Did they go
they
to Cheder?
They did. You know, a rabbi comes in a house.
Yes.
Not in a school.
Yes, I understand.
I was the only one in the house. My house, what I could do Jewish. I didn't know Jewish something, you know, and so I was in my house.
Was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children? Was it different the way you were raised in comparison to what you were raised your children?
But,
in what way?
Well, I don't know very much. I know they was good to my children.
Yeah.
They was good to me, and
yeah.
they listened to me, and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't learn in a bad way.
No, of course not. But were you trained differently from what you trained your own children?
It's a different
in
altogether.
What way were you trained? What was the difference in Europe in comparison?
Yeah, you have a whole lot of respect for your parents.
Uh-huh.
Anything that they said is...
We respected our parents.
And here, I did the same thing. I did what they like it. I did what they like it. A different way.
That's right.
My father, I was afraid for my father.
But they weren't afraid of him.
But he wasn't afraid for me. I was with him like, you know, like friends.
Yes.
With my children. Even today. I loved him since the day he was born. With their children, their children's children.
Do you remember having any problems in raising your children which were due to the fact that you were an immigrant? Did you have any problems?
Yeah, that was in school, you know, the children, you know, the school children. Was making fun of my children.
Oh, my.
That was in the beginning when
I
came to the
United
States.
Yes, I understand.